Hello, hello, loves. Welcome to Podcast with Jess. Grab a coffee, sit back, and lend an ear to hear what's going on. Hey, loves. I wanted to share something with you that really is different, and I have a quite different feeling, and I really want to broadcast this loud and clear, because I haven't been truthfully honest with you, and for me, that's something that I didn't know. And you might ask, how do you not know you're not being truthfully honest? Because I didn't see through the glasses I needed to see. And I just listened to something and I heard something that gave me my own message. And it's kind of making me emotional talking about it. But I feel like I should talk about it because that's when it's deep. Continue on with this is that, like, let the dirt do its work, and the seed is on its own schedule. Like, Jesus has his own schedule and we don't know it, and when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and God will open your eyes to things in different ways to get a different message. And the one thing that Pastor Stephen said that really hit me home is that if the devil isn't messing with you, he doesn't consider you a threat. And, like, are you a threat? And that's my one thing that made me be like, bad things are happening in a situation that I know I'm stationed here and I'm not stuck, but I'm also camouflaging myself, like camouflaging my heart. And then another thing he said is sometimes we need to be more like demons. And you might listen to this and be like, what are you talking about? But it's because demons know who's in charge and knows who has all the power and knows who has, like, who is the instrument with authority and in our lives. And, like, they know the accurate picture of ministry of Jesus, and they also know that there is always a seed going forth. And the one thing we really have to do is stop asking God to speak to you and start listening. And I said that before, that's one of my faults and that I didn't do. And that's one thing that I need me to be like, God knows the order in which things need to happen in our lives. But the one thing I really have to do so often is enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise, and praise in all I do. And as soon as the grain is ripe, I need to put the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. And Mark 4, verse 27, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know. And we don't know, and we don't ask how. And that's the one thing that we are fault for, and we really don't we don't know. And without application, this seed only represents unused potential. And you are not blessed by the words you hear, but what you do with the words you hear. And we really have to say, like, we don't know, and it's okay, but we know who. And we really have to let the dirt do its work and not worry on our job is to be, like, obey, and God's job is to commit to it. And really establish the wrinkling is the paper I'm reading, because I wrote some stuff down. And you know, when you write stuff down, it's good. And so, and let God take charge. And, really, trying to find it. Okay, let me find it. But, be like, repent for not, allowing ourselves to let God do the work. And many of us, you might listen to this and be like, okay, this is not for me, not, like, you'll listen to it, but then you feel like God's not talking to you about it, and that's okay, because we all get messages from God different ways, and we all learn things from God different ways, and that's all right, and I love you all for that, and that's so that we can help other people, and teach other people for what the season that they're going through, and give them hints and keys for maybe the next season, and that's okay. And I know this is long, and I know that it's not really necessary for you to hear maybe in the moment, but I love you all, and I want to help. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to that. It was really deep, and it was really bold, and it was something that I was learning in the moment, and something that really touched my heart, and something that really grabbed me. And I appreciate you guys for listening and spending your time with me. And if you could, and if you would like to comment and leave like a voice message or a little message, it will be shared on the next podcast or on social media, or it will be kept personal. But thank you so much for lending an ear, and stay tuned for the next podcast. But thank you. This episode was based off of Let the Dirt Do Its Work by Pastor Stephen Furtick, the leader of Elevation Church.